Hey everybody, it's Dave, and welcome back to our first ever bi-weekly annual Catisode Spectacular. It's a Catisode, got a Catisode, cat's here in the castle, because we're at the castle, and it's a Spectacular!
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hi everyone.
It's Cat! We did it, everybody. After 2.5 years of teasing.
Yep. Finally got me here.
This is the Catisode Spectacular. Our number one super fan cat.
Woo! Super fan.
It's here.
Hi.
Cat has recently been hired as our PR.
You guys didn't actually hire me. I think I kind of just took the position.
That's true. We aren't paying her.
That's true. She's interning as our PR.
She is interning.
And HR.
We have a lot of interns right now.
Capes and Scales HR.
I think I pretty much just invited people until, like, they actually liked you guys.
Yeah, no, we loved it. Didn't you say your sister was number 100, right?
Do you like our fan? Yeah. And I said to her, I was like, you better go like it, like, right now. I need to be at this moment when it happens.
Cat was like...
I text her. I was like, did you do it yet?
She was like, I don't know. And you were like, I will literally fuck you up.
That's awesome.
So we're finally doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got a lot of people here. Yeah. Mad Dog Tim Jim.
What's up?
Also, like the Facebook at facebook.maddogtim.com/facebook.bigtimetimmyjim.com.
Yeah, Facebook, but don't take my job. That's my job.
Yeah, that is. But just like anyway.
We
have Coriander, my favorite new friend who I met today.
Coriander's my screen name when I'm on Wally's Castle.
Yeah, it's also his Twitch name. He has a Twitch channel, www.hppt://coriander/plays/no-games but reads comics on twitchlive.com.
That's right.
So check that out. Coriander reads comics.
He reads so fast.
It's crazy. It's a world record comic reading tournament that he participates in by himself, so he wins every time.
Every time.
And
the
then
gold.
We have number one superfan cat.
So, I'm K-Meow, by the way, because, like, I don't have any other kind of name I go by other than Cat. But...
So, check out her Twitch channel, which is also a Let's Play at www.http://.
I'm pretty sure
HTTP
comes first.
kittensewed.facebook.twitch.meowcat.
Yeah.
.org. It's actually a .net. It's informative.
She just plays Felix the Cat.
Yeah, she plays Felix the Cat. It's a 24-hour loop of Felix the Cat.
Actually,
she doesn't eat
Felix
or sleep.
Back in the day.
It's pretty phenomenal.
It's an awesome game.
Yeah. So I'm glad we got all that little housekeeping
all
out of the
plugs.
Way.
Yes. All of our plugs. All of our plugs out of the way. Our introductions.
And watch some super liminal films. All right, we're done. All right. So we, of course, as common podcast theme, whenever I'm on, we have no agenda and no plan, just us and Kat, and I have a lot of games on the table, so this is how we normally podcast when it involves me, because I don't know, things get lazier when I'm involved.
They do.
They're like, oh, Dave's going to be here? No, fuck it all, let's just turn the mic on.
Probably going to end up emailing you guys, like, we're going to get off track, that's what I do.
Yep.
That's what we do.
That's why we don't get on track in the first place.
There's no point in
writing. Lay track.
Yeah, there's no point in writing a track when I'm on the podcast because it's not gonna happen.
This ain't no train.
Wow. This is a castle.
There's a couple things I do want to bring up, like the Magikarp, thing, like how it started, how it is.
Okay, so
it floods my life now.
When I met Kat, I think maybe a week into knowing her, she had texted me something, and I just texted back, "You're such a Magikarp."
That's like, a good phrase.
Yeah, you're such a Magikarp.
And, like, I wasn't sure if it was like, are you just being mean? Like, are you
asshole!
It means you have potential.
I mean, it's just, me, right? Uh-huh. But I was like, am I just, like, romanticizing this, or is it like...
That is the sweetest thing anyone's ever
said. I can't believe you. I was expecting some, like, musician to be here that sings a song about Magikarps.
He died.
No. But,
we are really lazy. Yeah, so, there's this guy who sings a song about Magikarps. Tim knows him because he plays magic, which is not a play on words. But, so Tim met him, and he plays an acoustic guitar, Paul Jurgen, and he sings a song about Magikarp, and it's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's like Cat's theme song.
It was the most emotional time of my life, and then you guys sent me that, and I was just like, I lost all, anything I had, I just lost it.
Cat was going through some doo-doo, and I saw it on Facebook, so I had private messaged her the link to that, and it's a very inspirational song about Magikarp.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, it was...
So we need to put that up on the Facebooks.
Oh, it's amazing.
We should definitely
put
that.
Yeah, we put it back up. I made him put it up before. Yeah.
Why didn't we get Paul Jurgen on here?
Oh, because
that's what I was promised.
We don't have any actual way of contacting him.
I mean, I do. So, why didn't we think of
that? Because, like, when the Catisode first came up, you guys probably talked about this way before it was even ever talked to me.
This was over a year and a half ago.
We're like, we gotta do this, and it was like, let's do it next week. And
we'll get him to sing, like, your birthday's coming soon. I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then it's like 2 years later.
Lazy. True story.
Look, the Catisode is bi-weekly annual decade.
Every two and a half years
we'll have a Catisode. I'll call Paul Jurgen. I'll be like, yo, your dog, because we tight. I've never met him.
Right.
And I'll be like, yo, your Seems dog. Like cool and he'll be like, who the fuck is this? We'll be like, it's Snat Attack from Capes and Scales Wives Castle Podcast. Catisode. And he'll be like, what the fuck is that?
True story.
But yeah, that's like a thing now. Like, I have Magikarp backgrounds. I have people that don't even know about the joke tag me in Magikarp things.
Nice.
Because they just know it's associated with me at this point. Kind of like all the rainbows and unicorns that got thrown into my life as well. So I either hate it or embrace it, and sure. I embrace it.
You should get a tattoo. Nice.
No, don't.
On your face.
Because
imagine a neck and it's a unicorn on your chest throwing up of rainbow into your mouth,
right,
and then riding the rainbow are several multicolored Magikarps.
Just had this conversation like 3 days ago. It was like, I should get a rainbow unicorn Magikarp.
No way.
I was seriously trying to design that in my head.
Just make sure it doesn't look like a Goldeen or a Seaking.
Well,
I think, like,
it wouldn't look like a Seaking because the body of a Magikarp, but rainbow eyes like a unicorn.
But if you put a horn on a Magikarp, it's a Seaking.
It's a unicorn horn. Yeah. There's a difference between the horn on a Seaking and a horn on a unicorn. Like, if you make, like, a wide unicorn, like, horn, then it's a Seaking. But if you make, like, an actual unicorn horn, it is a unicorn horn.
If you lovely listeners are looking for more unicorn horn Seaking information, email Cat at meowcatisode@facebook.com/coriander.
We did it, everybody.
We did it. Good job.
Woo!
Catisode's over. Everybody go home. We did it.
So, Kat, I got some questions for you.
Are
you really
going to
make this professional?
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
I'm going to get toasted here. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
That's why I was invited. So, you've listened to other podcasts in the past, right?
Yes.
And you've heard all of our personalities on the podcast, yes?
For the most part.
Who's your favorite?
I was going to ask that, but I decided not to.
You're still new for me, so I'm still feeling you out here.
Right, I appreciate the feels.
I'm the closest. It should be me.
Yeah.
I'll wring your neck. No.
Yeah. So far.
I want one of these, by the way.
Okay.
But I want to pull over and not.
A hoodie. Yeah.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
We got a million of them.
Nice.
Last time I was there, you were not.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can't be there every day.
I picked up my Macho Man and I was like, where is this guy?
Yeah.
I wondered if it just got, like, lost or
it's just Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning. Tim's always there Wednesday.
I'm always there the same days.
And where is there? For the
comic book store.
Hey man, we're not getting paid for that. Shut your mouth.
30 North Main Street, Glasgow, New Jersey.
Best place ever.
Seven days a week.
The poster that belongs to me that everyone just keeps, you know, hanging up places that
it's
I
also
want.
Expanding, right? It's going to...
It will
building.
Be expanding. It's going to have a whole new store area.
Did you buy the crack den upstairs?
No. Forgot about it. No, the building next door that was the Chamber of Commerce, for those who know locally what we're talking about.
In Glassboro.
They've moved and...
located near Rowan University.
Yes. Do you go to Rowan?
Getting my taxes done.
Go to the comic book store.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
If people are listening to podcasts who go to Rowan, they're too busy making their own podcast to listen to our podcast.
You think so? That could be.
It's a very college thing to do.
Straight up doing better things.
If you're doing better things, like your own podcast,
I'm sure
you want to network with our podcast.
Listen, if you're doing your own podcast, fuck you. It's not better than our shit.
It really isn't. Right? It can't be. It actually can't be.
Not with me on it.
I'm going to podcast about engineering at Rowan. Fuck you, scumbags.
Scumbag engineers.
Goddamn engineers. Scumbags making the world turn.
All right, Kat. So, knowing our personalities, tell me one thing that you like about each of us.
Blam. Face. Wow. Rough. Jeez.
Well, Leander, I'm going to start with you because you're the newest one.
Sure.
I met you, what, at South Jersey Geek Fest?
That's right.
The second one of the year. And I had no idea the voice in the face because I hadn't listened to any podcast with you in it.
Okay.
So when they were like, Tim was like, oh, this is Leander. And I was like, am I supposed to know Leander?
Oh, my PR person. Okay, good.
So, yeah, no, but my see, HR. That's, I'm the worst person. I'm the best worst person, though.
But you were pretty new at the time.
I was.
She
I
really, was. Yeah. If she hadn't been completely caught up,
it's
she was
true.
Yeah,
it's
so
fair.
I was just
it's
like,
fair.
All right, hi, Leander, nice to meet you. Yeah. And then I saw you again later on, you know, back and forth, but you made a comment. I never really know what he's talking about. I just go with it. And that just stuck with me.
That sounds about right.
So that's the plus. Like, that's you. You said it in his presence. It wasn't a secret, okay?
Yes, it wasn't a secret.
I'm not throwing him under any buses. You heard it. Tim, you're the next newest. The next oldest.
I'm the oldest.
Next oldest?
I'm old.
How do I? Yeah.
I'm old. You are old. I'm old. You're mad dog old. I'm mad dog old.
It was one of those things, like, I'm pretty sure I saw you at the first Geek Fest and had no idea it was you. Like, right. Not a clue in the world that it was you.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped
I
at your table.
It was you either.
Yeah, I met you face
but
to
we
face.
Had great
we
conversation.
Had a conversation and everything. And then I just went about my life. And then I believe it was through Dave where I was like, oh, yeah, you know, your podcast and everybody's like, yeah, he does a thing at Geek Fest. And I was like, really? Because I was there.
I was like, man, don't tell me it was at Geek Fest. And you were like, what?
It's like, no, how? I didn't even see him. But I had no idea what you looked like even, so.
But we talked for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was a lengthy conversation. And I asked about like a hoodie and all that kind of stuff.
It was a life-changing conversation.
Of course. I mean, I'm here.
That's true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But personality-wise, just the nonchalant kind of like, yeah, this is what we do. That's like what you guys do. Mm-hmm. But for David, the way you tell stories
is the best.
You are an A+ storyteller.
I don't try.
The Twitch Plays Pokemon episode, flawless. Favorite episode. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I've requested Dave more than once, actually.
You
so,
have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She single-handedly got the castle back in a timely fashion.
Yeah,
you weren't ever going anywhere, but she got you back in a timely fashion.
Yeah. I was like, we need more Dave. Not that I don't like you too, but...
It's Lou. She doesn't lie.
She's Lou. That's why she's avoiding that conversation. Like, and I know there's another person, but I just choose not to talk about him.
I've never heard or met, as far as I know, Lou.
You have. If you've been to the comic store, I'm sure you've met Lou.
Maybe in passing.
I've met Lou 3 or 4 times, and I'm pretty sure Lou still has no idea who I am. When I talked to him.
Does he work behind the counter?
Yes.
Was he the one
I was talking to Yu Hakusho about? The cards?
No.
Who's that?
Kevin.
Oh.
Oh, Kevin.
I actually have like 4 boxes of, like, I found them in the dollar store.
He'll play with you.
And I was like, these are amazing. Why are they in a dollar store? And I bought like as many as I get my hands on.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, last time I bought cards that weren't Magic, it was an entire sealed box of Harry Potter Quidditch Cup cards.
Is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's an old thing, and I bought it for like $1. Oh, no, I bought it. It was in a lot. I bought a lot of games, and I pull stuff out of bins, and there's a sealed box of Harry
magical
Potter Quidditch Cup cards.
That's awesome.
There's somewhere. They might be at Jack's house.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, Jack. Jerk Brady.
Jerk Bradley.
Who's Jack?
Yeah, I'm out of that one too. Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh! There's, if you
had a soda over.
If you backlog, there's
okay. There was a point when I asked you to put all the old ones back up, and they were up for like a week, and I was like, "That's not enough time to listen to all."
I did it. I don't know what you're complaining about.
Well, because I work overnight, so I work 10 p.m. to 6 in the morning, and I was like, "When am I supposed to listen to these?" You took them down. I was like, "Okay," and my iTunes right now is like, yeah, we're trying to load this, but it's never going to load. So.
Really?
Yeah.
iTunes.
Thanks, Obama.
Letting us down.
You dick.
Him and his iTunes.
Socialist iTunes.
That's awesome. All right, question number two.
Oh, number two.
Yes. If there was one thing that you could change about the podcast, what would it be?
Well, I think it's already changing with the intro. It's just so rough. Like, I'm not a stickler for quality, and I'm not trying to bash you guys because I love you guys, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. It's rough.
Which intro? The Capes and Scowls?
Yeah, the Capes and Scowls, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. The clips.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because if we actually make our secretly non, maybe never exist YouTube channel, we can't use the intro anyway, because it's copyrighted material on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a strike. Ooh, is YouTube stupid now? Yeah, and apparently there's laws on if you make something, someone else can't steal it. It's fucked up.
Mm. I can agree with that.
Stupid America.
And me personally, I mentioned it earlier, but I'm not so into comics. So for me, like, I try to lean on the video game ones.
Right.
There aren't very many of them as I lean over and stare at you, hey, Dave.
We talked, if you listen to the new one, the new Wily's Castle, the new 52 episode one.
Yeah.
We're rebooting Wily's Castle. And this time, the first episode will be spelled correctly.
Nice.
Who's Wily's Castle?
Who's Wily? I texted Mad Dog Tim, and I was like, you spelled Wily wrong on the first podcast ever. It's not Willy's Castle.
And I was kind of like, whatever. It's fine.
Sounds all right.
People will understand.
Of course they will.
You can change it like
I'm so glad we didn't have fans back then.
Yeah.
Because our Facebook page would have actually had activity and people being like, you guys are fucking stupid.
We'd be like, we know.
You feel like he was like, Mega Man's my favorite, and then I can't even spell his name right.
Final question.
Oh, there's only three?
Yes.
I was expecting like
there'll be some more from these 10? Guys, I guess, maybe.
I'll ask some impossibly hard questions.
Probably not.
I know. So, Capes and Scowls is becoming this amazing conglomerate of different podcasts, including the amazing, awesome Wily Castle. What would be one type of podcast you would love to have added to this conglomerate that you could listen to?
I listen to a lot of psychological stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, like, I'm really big on National Public Radio right now.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
there's
yeah.
my favorite podcast, which I'm not going to mention because I'm not getting paid for it either. But they're an amazing podcast that just psychological everything, like why do we do the things we do and that kind of stuff. So
interesting.
I enjoy that kind of stuff, and like there's a psychological aspect to video games that you guys could definitely get into.
Don't you know a sex therapist?
I do know a sex
therapist. We have a friend that's a sex therapist.
Yep.
I mean, you'd have to... Yeah, well, everything I think you guys post is explicit anyway, so...
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about warning labels.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, in my alter ego life, in reality, I'm actually a social scientist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I can dive into that
that's,
stuff.
That's a good...
Well, I'm a pool guy.
The best real life ever.
In real life, I work on swimming pools. I'm a social scientist, and I'm named after a spice. And I work on swimming pools!
And I really do play video games.
My new best friend, Coriander. I love you guys.
We love you too, Dave. This is my first time meeting Dave.
Yeah, this is the first time.
No, you guys are best friends, you know, way back and all that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not the first time.
It is.
Met in spirit.
In spirit,
in spirit, in soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Leander demanded to be here today.
I did demand.
He did.
You invited yourself? I thought they wanted you here.
Please.
I offered him to come, but then he listened to the Castle reboot, New 52, number one, and he's like, oh man, I gotta meet Dave.
Yeah, it was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it.
I feel like that's, like... how people meet Dave. Like, this guy sounds awesome. We have to meet him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I disappoint.
And then you stick around anyways, though.
Like, this guy's a dick.
Well, that's why we get along.
Well, exactly. We share that same sentiment for hatred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And comic books. Except maybe kind of comic books are cool.
Yeah, video games are all right.
Yeah. That's how we do things.
They're okay, I guess, in junk.
The only time... What we really need to do is I need to come over to Mad Dog Tim's house
uh-huh.
and annihilate his son's face in Smash Brothers.
You do. I can't.
Oh, my son's so good at Smash Brothers. And I was like, he is little. He is nothing to me. I will
Don't you
crush
have
him.
Like a championship belt?
I have a weekly tournament in Smash Brothers. So it's just a group of friends. We get together every Monday night and we play Smash Brothers. And the prize is a cardboard cutout Smash Brothers belt that GameStop was giving away. And since half my friends work at GameStop or did work at GameStop, we have like 10 of them. So, but we have a bracket, double elimination bracket style tournament every Monday. And I won the last tournament as Dr. Mario.
What?
So I am the current Smash champ of my friends. But I have competed in Smash Brothers tournaments, but not since Melee. Mm-hmm. But I have won Smash tournaments in Melee.
So I think your son is
needs to come by on Mondays and get his face smashed. Smash
But I'll stop by, just be like, "Hey, you want to play Smash Brothers?"
Just casual. And,
like, we'll set it up.
I think you should come by. We should not start with Smash Brothers. We should play other games, and you should just be hideously bad on purpose. So like, I don't understand this controller.
Should I tell a hustle story? Because I've done this.
Yeah, tell the hustle story.
Okay. So back in my high school days, when I was very not cool at all, I was a loser. So, yes, it's just same as I am now.
Right.
So, I was very good at Smash Bros. Melee, because when I was in high school, that game was out, and it was hopping, and GameCube was cool, as it still is. GameCube's awesome. So, I'm very good at Smash Bros. Melee, and I would play in tournaments, and there was our unprofessionalism. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's the worst. God. You know, if we didn't bring you, this wouldn't be happening.
And you invited yourself.
What the fuck? Every time.
Sorry, guys.
You should vibrate off the table.
Yeah,
classic Coriander.
Because I've heard it in the podcast. Bzz, bzz. Oh, yeah, who's that?
Unprofessional. There you go. You wanted cat feedback.
Can we get back to Dave's story,
Sure,
please?
In 1 second. You wanted cat feedback.
Calling you out, bro.
The best is when his phone does it, and then, like, 2 minutes later, after we make fun of him, Luz does it.
Alright, so let me set the scene. I'm in high school. I'm inside my gourmet cooking class.
Did you have your letter jacket on?
I did. No, because I didn't. I played sports, but I wasn't very good. I only wrestled, and that was JV.
You were the only one without a jacket.
Yeah, I was the guy. I was the guy they just, like, threw paint on me every day. And they were like, "Hey, it's paint kid." Alright, so I was very good at Smash Bros. Melee, and I collected video games. I had a ton of video games. I was kind of known as the video game guy, because no one in high school had 1,500 games at the time, which I think I now have over 3,100 or 3,200, because I just bought a collection. So I'm like, okay, cool. And there's this kid, Will, and he loved GameCube. And we were buddies because he loved GameCube, and I loved the GameCube. And he was like, "Yeah, I'm really good at Smash Bros." I was like, "Oh, cool. Yeah, I'd play." He's like, "Oh, I'd beat you." And I was like,
"Just straight up.
I don't think you would." This went on all year. This is like all year of him talking trash in my gourmet cooking class. Of him being like, flipping pancakes and being like, "Fuck you up in some Smash, bro." Like, and I'd just be like, "There's no way." Like, no. So, went to a party at the end of the year after a whole school year of talking shit. And I see him as my friend Danielle's house, who I know has GameCube, has Smash Brothers, has two controllers. And he shows up, and I was like, "You ready to play Smash Brothers?" He's like, the second he walked in the door, I was like, "You ready to play Smash Brothers?" He was like saying hi to me. He's like, "Oh, hey." I was like, "Shut the fuck up."
This ends tonight.
"You fucking ready to play Smash Brothers?" And he was like, "I'm always ready to play Smash Brothers." Fucking pulled the GameCube out, put it in the living room for the entire party. I was like, "You ready to play?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "All right." I picked Mario. He picked Marth, the most OP character in the fucking game. So I'm like, "Oh, this guy." Immediately picking fucking S-tier characters, fucking God-tier. Picking Mila Jovovich, God-tier characters. If you didn't know this, then Kat, I know you know this because I've talked about it. Mila Jovovich is God-tier.
Mm.
Because if you watch Resident Evil movies, fuck shit up.
True.
She's fucking God-tier in those movies. So, he picks an S-tier character, I pick fucking Dr. Mario, you know, like, so, I lose on purpose. 3 stock, I get my ass kicked, I'm like, you know, I'm like, "Fuck, I'm gonna go, no, like, blah, I'm like, I'll beat you this time, play again, you suck." Lose again, and I was like, "Fuck, oh," I was like, "Oh, fuck," I was like, "I got $10, it says, I'm gonna fuck you up this time. And both put $10 down. I fucked him up.
He didn't even
destroy one stock. It was I just killed three stock. I barely have 50% damage. He was so bad at play. It's like, he was like, oh, I'm good. And I was like, I'm at a whole nother level. And I didn't even wave dash. Like, I was like, I wasn't going to wave dash. I wasn't going to be that guy. So then I just beat him straight up. And then I beat him like 5 or 6 more times. And he was like, you just played me then. You know, I was like, big time.
In front of everybody.
Yep, in front of everyone. He was a sucker.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was good times.
Now I know not to do any kind of games with you.
Don't trust this guy.
I'll put it this way. Don't play any fighting games for money with me, but
right.
I'm very good at Smash Brothers. I'm starting to get very good at Smash Brothers 4,
okay.
And I'm very good at 2D fighters.
Okay.
That's my jam.
Oh, I mean, that's a challenge.
I'll definitely take you down to Marvel vs. Capcom.
Hence the bin of arcade sticks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you even have a special little controller for that.
Yeah, I bought...
I would still beat you in that, though.
But yeah. MVC3?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at MVC3.
What?
Yeah.
Good. And you hear that? Here we go, guys. Oh, I'm not really good.
It's not
got any money.
It's not the one I like. I'm pretty good at Street Fighter 4. I haven't played Street Fighter 4 in a long time. I was really good at King of Fighters 13, which is probably... King of Fighters is my favorite series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so much deeper than Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I've only beaten you in one game, and that's Eliminator Boat Duel.
Yeah.
On the NES. You
beat me on Eliminator Boat Duel.
I'm like, I've never heard of this fucking game. And I'm like, oh, this game's amazing.
We were going to podcast, and he was like, what the fuck is this? Because it's got an awesome box art. Eliminator Boat Duel. It's got super 80s box art.
Right.
Like, fucking right out of Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell is on a boat. Can we make a web series called Saved by the Boat?
Saved by the Boat?
Yep.
I'll see why not.
And we can dress up
as... I know a guy that owns a boat, so we're halfway there.
Because I'm Saved by the Boat. We're doing it.
Okay.
Boom.
He's got a song already.
Yeah. It's too late. I got a song. I got a song. What I really want to... I want to start, like, making skits.
Okay.
Like...
Again, with the off the track thing, I thought that's what was going to happen. No.
Shut up, Kat. We're not here about you.
This is not about you, Kat. God,
what is this, a cat episode? Jeez. Me and my brother were talking about it, and I want to make a skit where the guys is like an office setting or like a big birthday, and you know, guys like, I'll cut the cake, and everyone's like, okay, and he just like cuts the like shapes out of the center, like you know, just like terribly cuts the cake, like, you know, if it's like a round cake, he starts cutting squares out of it, like a square or a circle straight out the center, just that, like, and you're just like, what? Like, who is this dude? Like, where did he come from? That's why I work in an office setting, because you don't know everybody in an office, like a big corporate office where like the floor is having a birthday. And he, like, comes out of the back office, like, oh, I'll cut the cake. And I was like, a star. You know, like, everybody's like, what? And there's some weird square rhombus left. Like, there's a rhombus left on the cake tray. I think we should do that.
Nice. I'm all about that.
Yeah. I had thought about a birthday cake similar to that as well, where, like, it's a joke where, like, you put someone in to pop out. But then someone goes crazy with cutting the cake and just slicing it in half and killing the person inside. I'm sure it's been done before.
What we'll do is someone will dress up as Guts from Berserk and we'll be like, happy birthday! And he'll be like, I'll cut the cake! And then he uses his big sword and cuts somebody in half.
Big two-hander.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I love Berserk.
Me too.
I know, because Mad Dog Tim's got a terrible faded tattoo from Berserk.
I do.
I'm kind of just getting into the idea of tattoos right now, so I'm kind of like, I want this, 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 and this, but I hate needles.
I've got...
So I'm, like, terrified.
It's not that bad.
I've got some really good tattoo ideas. I think you should get a forest, like, going up here, like, a dark, seedy forest. Because when you look closely, all the trees are penises.
I had a feeling that was the direction.
I did not see it at all, Kat.
I knew it.
Well played. I didn't know where that was going.
Also...
Because he said awesome, and I understood the awesome.
It's a dick joke.
is this a mushroom forest?
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to like look like trees, and then when you look closer, you're like, are those penises? And then you're like, check out this forest, and somebody's like, are those dicks?
The subliminal messages in Disney, that kind of style. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, getting a battleship, like a realistic looking, like a copy of like the USS New Jersey or Arizona or something, right across your b-hole. Right across the butt, and then a bunch of butt sex. And you'd be like, oh, you son of a battleship.
I'm going to log that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've had friends who have like, oh yeah, you should get a frying pan as a tramp stamp. No.
You should get a Magikarp.
Again, the rainbow unicorn Magikarp was a discussion 3 days ago. I almost got a rainicorn ring.
Nice.
Yeah. That's like my favorite scarf.
I had a friend, and we were going to pay for the tattoo. And we told him that he has to get Akuma from Street Fighter, but Akuma has to be a banana. Akuma banana. literally. So, all right, everybody, five people who are listening, go on.
Hi, Kat.
Kat, if you're listening, go on Google, and I want you to search Akuma banana. And images, and you will see a banana with arms and legs doing the Akuma pose with the beads and the clothes on. It's awesome. Akuma banana. And I told him, I was like, dude, banana. I was like, I'll pay. And then it turned into Super Saiyan Akuma banana with the Saiyan hair.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Goku Saiyan hair. And I told him, I was like, I'm down. I'll make that happen.
Let's all look. Let's all look. Stop.
Everybody, dead silence, please.
We all look up.
Whoever finds it first.
Spelling is hard.
Banana. I'm on it. Here I go. I'm going.
We're doing it, everybody.
It's happening.
On a completely auditory
show. You wait.
We're looking up pictures on our phones.
Well, we're looking for that. How do you feel about group text?
Thank you.
Can we bring the hatred?
To all the people that actually are listening, because there's a lot of you, not just copies of me.
Ten.
Don't stop. Stop sending mass messages. I hate it. Stop it.
That's Akuma banana.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We're going to get that tattoo. We're going to pay somebody to get that tattoo.
That is serious.
How much was it?
Oh, I don't know. He's a bitch. He didn't do it.
Well, of course, but you have to entice these people to do these things.
We were going to get... It didn't matter how much it was. We were just going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. There were four or five. There's no incentive?
No.
Hey, you're going to have this nasty thing on you, and like...
I'm sorry. That's fucking awesome.
If someone showed me that, I'm like,
and
all
I was
right,
like, hey, if I was like, yo, Mad Dog Tim, we're all going to pay for you to get that tattoo.
He'd be like, no.
Let's do it.
Yeah, boom.
Let's do
Slam,
it.
Slam, dazzle.
Yeah, that's
YouTube ratings. Let's do it. Akuma banana.
That's
across
awesome.
My asshole, or whatever you said. Let's do it.
Yep. Man.
That's not the one for your butt. Oh.
Yeah. Can it be? Oh, so for everyone who hates group text, there's apps for most phones that will actually stop group texting.
Really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I would love it.
You can download it. You can download an app, and it'll help you
again.
Stop group texting.
Or
it'll help you delete group texting, too. So when someone sends you a text, and it's like... And it's funny, because you don't know it's a group text until you start getting random numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, hey, you want to play Hockey Monday? And then it's like, yeah! And then it's like, I don't know, I have to work. And I'm like, who are you? Why are you in my phone? Go away. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to play some video games. And it's like, bloop, bloop, bloop. And you're like, ah, fuck. Oh, it's something completely irrelevant to my situation. I don't want to hear that your mom and your dog are having sex and now they're sick and they both have AIDS. And now you have to go to the AIDS doctor, but you have to go to two different doctors. You have to go to the people AIDS doctor and the dog AIDS doctor. And that's why you can't play hockey Monday morning. I don't care!
The worst part about it
Man
is...
Man up. Play.
The worst part about it is it gives away your phone number to people that you don't want to have your phone number.
Yeah, it's like very good point. I didn't ask for that.
No, and then I gotta talk to the dudes with AIDS moms.
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
no,
and then they think you're friends with them because you're in this group text.
Yes.
and they save your number.
And it's like, hey, Hockey Cat. And it's like, hey, Cat, it's the guy from hockey. You want to play? And you're like, get your AIDS face away from me.
Yeah, happened before.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
So people, stop it.
Stop it,
just
please.
Straight up stop.
Just stop.
Just copy and paste. Hold it down, hit copy, hit paste.
It's so
not
easy.
Hard.
Yeah, do it that way.
I think the worst is when it's a family group text, and it's like there's older people in that family, like AIDS moms.
To my family. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, my grandmother is in this group text about Christmas, and she's having a full-on conversation with my mother over group text, and she has no idea that she has to start a new text thread.
For just for
her. To talk about her butt rash.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And then you try to delete it. Like, I've actually went in there, like, delete group text. Okay, great. I'm free. I made it, guys. I'm out of it. Nope. I'm starting to keep
and then it's
on
like,
coming.
Graham, coriander dog. And it's like, Graham, coriander text. Is the pot roast gonna be ready? Like, yeah, I'm just like, oh my god, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Nobody wants that.
Right. Well, hopefully we cure that through this podcast and people will
stop. You can. There's plenty of apps that help you stop group texting.
Good to know.
Yeah.
A lot of phones have the ability to delete the group text now. Yeah. Newer phones are starting to do that. So nice. We're almost out of the deep water. We're almost onto the little bit of land that exists in Waterworld. Boom. No one thought I could do it. Wow. No one thought that I could get back to Waterworld. 6 degrees of Waterworld.